Well, I thank you, God, for most this amazing day. And I know each and every one of you wakes up every single day feeling that way, right? It's been a rough month. It's been a rough week. Carol Brady and Shepherd Book died this week. Now, most of you probably know who Carol Brady is, Florence Henderson, right? And if you're a Joss Whedon fan, you know who Shepherd Book is. Some of you might know him better as Detective Harris from Barney Miller. Ron Glass died this week. Shepherd Book is one of my ministerial, I can't say mentors because he's a fictional character, but one of the people I look towards. You know, he's a fictional character that I try to emulate. 2016 has just been rough. I want David Bowie back. You know, I mean, it's been a rough year, and we can start to look at things that are difficult. And it can get overwhelming, and you can raise your hand or not, but if you've felt overwhelmed at all this year, so that's almost the whole congregation. I just want to acknowledge that and hold that. And it can be hard. It can be hard to remember that there are still things to be thankful for. So how many of you have seen the movie Apollo 13? That's most of you. And that's based on true events. How many of you? No, I'm not going to ask you who was around in 19, but I was around. I mean, I remember the first moon landing, and then we started to take it for granted, right? I mean, there had only been Apollo 11 was the first time, and then it was, oh yeah, we can go to the moon, right? And this was scary stuff. But in the movie, there's a scene right after the oxygen, the tanks explode. It's not an oxygen tank, right? It's a fuel tank, but there's oxygen in it. Right after the explosion, and everything's going haywire. Everything's just, all the alarms are going off, and on the spacecraft, they're in panicky mode. And in Houston, they don't know what to do, and they're all in panicky mode. And the head of mission control, he says, all right, let's look at this from the standpoint of status. What have we got on the spacecraft that's good? Sometimes perspective is all it takes. Now Apollo 13 is one of those movies where it starts out with a spoiler. I mean, it's based on a true story. We know that they get home safe. Right? I mean, if you know history at all, we know from the outset. It's like you know, World War II movies. There's not a surprise at the end of the Battle of the Bulge, right? We know that they make it home safe, but it's still exciting and we worry, and it's what could have been. But cooler heads prevailed, and a lot of that had to do with, okay, what have we got that's good? And that's worth giving thanks for. I mean, the spacecraft held. Now, we can do a lot of what-ifs, and we can what-if ourselves to death. If you've ever had a tragedy in your life, and you start playing the what-if game, which is tempting, and you know, I can't blame people for doing that, but we can just beat ourselves up with that. So let's look at this from the perspective of status. What have we got that's good? Now, many of you know that I'm a widow, and I'm a bereaved parent. I've had some tragedies in my life. But I have a lot of good things too. So this is a thing. Many of you also know that I have about 40 children. 40 is biblical code for a lot. I have nine children. And this is a thing our family started several years ago. It's a leaf box. There are leaves in it. I know, they look like tulips. You get the children to cut out leaves, they look like tulips. Tulip trees have leaves that look like this. And several years ago, we started this at Thanksgiving, and we pass out the leaves, and everybody writes down at the table something that we're thankful for. And then we put them back in the box, and then we pull them out, and we start reading them, and we have to guess who wrote it. Now, we couldn't know when we started this that my husband wasn't going to be with us much longer. So it ended up being a bigger gift and an extra thing to be thankful for when we pulled out, in the years following his death, his leaf. His leaf of being thankful for his family. And most of these say something about family. But that in itself is a thing to be thankful for. I'm not thankful that my husband is gone. My children aren't thankful that their father's gone. My grandchildren miss their grandfather. But we're so thankful to have the box of leaves. And we're thankful for friends who are family. This year we had a family friend at the table. Pugs, one of my grandchildren is thankful for pugs. Well, really, who wouldn't be? I am thankful for a wonderful family. Thankful for my health and family. There's a theme. Everybody in the world, which is pretty theological. My family, as I said, there's a theme. But when we really stop and think about it, there are many things to be thankful for. And when you get enough leaves, you can build a tree. Exactly, you can put them on a tree. Now, when things are going well, when you're sitting around the Thanksgiving table and there's plenty of food and the dog hasn't eaten the turkey, and not that that's ever happened in my family, it's easy to think of things to be thankful for. But we're not always warm and together and sitting around the Thanksgiving table. When my husband was first diagnosed with cancer, it was difficult. So one of the things that he started doing, this was suggested to him, was he started a thankfulness journal. A thankfulness journal? Well, who the heck wants cancer? Who's thankful for the nausea of chemotherapy? Who's thankful for losing your appetite? Oh, but that's not what he was thankful for. He found things every day. He sat down and wrote in this journal every day. He found something to be thankful for. It wasn't about being obedient. Perhaps, and I know there are theologies that teach, and I'm not putting down anybody else's theology, but I know there are theologies, and some of us have been taught we must always be obedient and accept whatever comes our way. It's not about that. It's about having an attitude switch. It's about finding ways to move on in the world and to be with what we have and what we really can't change. My husband could not single-handedly change his disease. Right. But he could work on his own attitude. That was the only thing he could control, how he reacted to it. So every day he wrote down in his thankfulness journal things that he was thankful for. He kept a blog, and one day he waxed poetic about his new calculator. It was the kind of thing that my husband really loved. But if that's what you're thankful for, and one of those leaves in there, I promise you, talks about science and math. If that's what you're thankful for, then that's what you should be thankful for. That's a thing. It's constant. It doesn't change. Math is math, right? It's about finding thanks in all things, not for all things. Not being thankful for illness, for strife in the world, for strife in our homes, but finding the things to be grateful for anyway. The spacecraft is still holding. How will we get home? So, I want to teach you a song. This is a song from South Africa, and it's called Jalo. Now, when I learned it, I learned it at Wesley Seminary. I originally learned it from the professor of music there, and then I learned it again from Patrick Matsikinyeri, who harmonized it, and it is from South Africa and has a lot to do with this song. Now, when people sing this in the churches in South Africa, they sing this in towns and in churches where people are very poor, where they have next to nothing, where they're frequently hungry, but they come to church and they give thanks in all things. Always, always. Our circumstances are what they are. We may be able to change them, we may not. But our attitudes are going to have a lot to do with how much we will be able to move forward. So the English translation, and we'll sing the English after we sing the I think it's kosho, but I don't want to swear to that. The English translation is always, 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 always we pray, always we give, always we bless, always. And the words are, Jalo, 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 sia tandaza, sia nikela, sia tumisa tina, sia tandaza, sia nikela. You can do this. Sia tumisa tina. Always, 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 always we pray, always we give, always we bless, always. Let's try it again. Jalo, 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 sia tandaza, sia nikela, sia dumisa tina. Ready? Sia tandaza, sia nikela, sia dumisa tina. Always, 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 always. Always we pray, always we give, always we bless, always. Let's end on Jalo. Jalo, 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 Jalo. Let us give thanks. Let us give thanks in all things, always. Namaste.